Today on 5-Minute Mondays, you'll learn how to create and sell information products that your listeners will love. Welcome to 5-Minute Mondays, where we bring you the best tips and strategies for building your podcast in 5 minutes or less. So if you're new here, consider subscribing. Now, we're in the middle of a 9-part series about podcast monetization, the pros and the cons of each of the currently popular strategies to help you decide which, if any, are right for your podcast. And today we're going to talk about selling info products. Now, the self-education industry as a whole has really ramped up in recent years and is now a $200 billion industry in the US every single year. And chances are you've seen Facebook ads and Google ads about all kinds of different things that you can invest in to make more money, live a happier life, and better your relationships. So how does info products fit into your podcast? Or rather, how does your podcast fit into this self-education industry? So to successfully sell an info product, you really need two things. You need an audience that sees you as an expert, and you need to be able to solve a problem that they can't easily solve on their own. If you have those two things, then you have the ingredients for being able to sell an info product. And guess what? If you have listeners tuning in week after week, they already see you as an expert. So if you have a money management podcast, your listeners see you as a financial expert, someone they can turn to for advice and for help. And they trust you to be able to give them good advice. If you have a marriage podcast, you are a marriage expert. You are a marriage counselor, therapist, friend, that whenever they're having trouble with their marriage, they're going to go listen to a podcast episode that you put together to see if you have the information they need to help their marriage. Or if you have a podcast where you travel the country and share your adventures, then you are a travel expert. That is just how your audience perceives you when they come week in and week out to listen to you and everything that you're offering to them. So now all you have to do is find a problem that your listeners are currently experiencing that you know the answer to. It could be as easy as just jumping into a Facebook group filled with your podcast listeners and asking them, what problems are you facing right now as it pertains to the content of your podcast, and just listening to the things that they tell you. And they will tell you exactly what is tripping them up and what is holding them back. And those will give you lots of ideas of things that you can create, info products that you can create that are tailor-made to solve that problem quickly and effectively. So if this sounds like something you'd be interested in jumping into, then I want to give you a couple places to start. So if you want to learn more about creating an online course and everything that's involved in that, then I recommend looking at three websites: Thinkific, Teachable, and Podia. And I'll leave links to everything that I talk about in the show notes for this episode. So each of those websites are actually software platforms that handle all the heavy lifting for you for creating an online course. So you don't have to be a tech whiz or know how to build websites to get started. And they all have blogs and resources that are available for you to research and do some more digging to see if that's something that you want to jump into. And then if creating an online course sounds pretty daunting, like, man, who am I to create an online course? Then the easiest way to get started is just by writing an ebook. Now, a book that I really recommend to podcasters that are just getting started in the book writing world is Published by Chandler Bolt. And you can get it on Amazon. It's relatively inexpensive, but it really is the best resource that I've found to teach you how to write a book quickly and get it out into the world. And I'll leave a link for that in the show notes as well. So those are the two places to get started. And then once you have your info product ready to go, you've got your course put together, you've got your ebook ready to launch, what do you do? How do you actually promote it to your listeners? So rather than doing a host-read ad like you would for promoting somebody else's product, you can really spend a lot of time and effort into warming your listeners up to the idea of purchasing your info product. So you can put together a series of podcast episodes that talk about the problem your course or your ebook solves. And then at the end of that little mini series, you can talk about why your info product is the quickest way to fix that problem and why it's worth the investment. And then if you've done it right, then you'll have listeners lining up to learn from you and buy your latest info products. Now, in next week's episode, you're going to learn how to make and sell podcast merch without turning your garage into a warehouse. Well, that is it for today. Hit the subscribe button if you're watching this on YouTube, or you can subscribe to the 5-Minute Mondays podcast in your favorite app. Squeeze even more podcast-related content into your life. And as with the last few weeks, I left a link in the show notes to our recent blog post that covers monetization strategies if you want to kind of peek ahead and see what's coming up. And if there's something that you want me to talk about on a future episode, just click the link in the show notes to submit your question. Well, thanks for listening. And as always, keep podcasting.